Hello and welcome to the Zodiac Experience of 2023, where we're gonna connect the planets above to the planets within you. So slow down your thoughts, your heartbeat, your breath, breathing deeper and deeper as you allow yourself to get into this absolute space of tranquility and relaxation. You're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And first, we need to activate your Piscean energy. The Pisces rules your feet, your immune system, lymphatic system. So I want you to breathe into those parts of your body. It's interesting that Pisces, which is mysticism, rules the feet, which we walk on the ground, that ground us, that anchor us. And since Saturn is moving in March into Pisces, for the next 3 years, we're all going to have to focus on being Pisceans, connecting to our intuition, dance, movement, meditation, poetry, and more important than all of those is your imagination, the ability to creatively visualize and bring into your life things that you can focus on and draw from the collective unconscious, which is precisely what Pisces is all about. And having Saturn, the Lord of Karma, the rectifier, in Pisces, it's going to draw you back to 93, 94, 95, whatever was going on around that time is replicating itself or giving you another chance to fix. Saturn is in Kabbalah the tikkun, the rectifier, the contractor you hire to fix yourself. And now it's moving in 2023 for the first time in 30 years into Pisces, activating that archetype. Now I want you to breathe deeply and focus on your Aquarius, which is your ankle, your shins, your calves. The first 3 months of the year until March 7, we have Saturn in Aquarius, left over from 2020 and 21 and 22. But the most important thing for Aquarius is happening also in March, when Pluto, the Lord of Transformation, for the first time in 250 years, is moving into Aquarius, activating the lower part of your legs, grounding you as well. Pluto is all about magic, transformation, the occult, research, finding your passion. And because it's in Aquarius, it's going to be enabling you to walk towards your passion, to connect to your passion by literally walk it. Like we say, walk the talk, it's going to be walk your passion, walk towards your passion. It's going to be there until June, and then again from February of 2024. But I want you to imagine Pluto as this witch, wizard, comes into your life to infuse it with enchantment, connecting you to Aquarian qualities, which is friendships, communities, people, altruism, humanitarianism, allowing you to connect to your community, clubs, government, and also to technology. A lot of your digital friends are going to transform you, or you're going to be able to transform them. But anything to do with science and innovation, technology, is also activated by Pluto. Now I want you to focus on your knees, your bones, your teeth, your joint. Those are the areas ruled by Capricorn. Focus your breath on these organs, healing them, helping you draw into 2023 discipline, persistence, endurance, success in career, patience, and plan. Then take deep breath into your Sagittarius. Sagittarius is all about optimism, travel, anything that has to do with foreign cultures, foreign traditions, higher education, truth. Bringing that into your life so you can explore different cultures, different topics, become a teacher, find teachers. And now I want you to focus on the Scorpio in you, which is your sexual organs, the nose. The first part of 2023 until July, we have the South Node in Scorpio, asking you to be less concerned with what other people wish for you or desire for you, to be less possessive, less intense, lighter in a sense. That's when the South Node is in Scorpio, and that is why the eclipses are still going to be influenced by Scorpio throughout this year. The time of the eclipses are April 20th, May 5, October 14 and 28. Those times things are going to move faster, allowing you to let go of any possessiveness and jealousy and envious energy. And now I want you to focus on Libra, which is in your ovaries, if you have, your kidneys, your waistline, bringing into your life balance, peace, tranquility, design, colors, art, and reciprocal relationships. From July onward, the South Node is going to move into Libra, again asking you to let go of trying to please everybody and to focus a little bit more on yourself. And now I want you to focus on your intestines, in your assimilating system, all your internal organs that are ruled by Virgo, allowing you to absorb in 2023 or work with the issues of Virgo, which is work, health, diet, routine, making sure that you are a person of service, serving yourself through eating well, serving time through your routine, serving other people through your work. And now I want you to focus on your heart, your spinal cord, the areas that are ruled by Leo, bringing into your life love and happiness, creativity, connection to children and your inner child. That in 2023 you can be entertaining as well as be entertained. And that laughter and fun will be part of your life, as Leo commands. Now focus on your ribs, a womb if you have, your stomach. That is the part that is ruled by Cancer. Bring into your life harmony in relation to home and family, parenting, connecting to real estate, locations that you might live, work in. You're asking from 2023 to allow you to feel safe, secured emotionally, financially. And then focus on your Gemini, which is your hands, your lungs. Honoring your lungs by taking deep, deep breath right now. Asking the next year to have Mercury retrograde, which is the ruler of Gemini, in a pleasant way, that it will bring a lot of synchronicities and coincidences. From December 27 of 2022, to January 20th of 2023, from April 20th to May 16, from August 23rd to September 17, all of the Mercury retrogrades will be effortless and meaningful, connecting you to synchronicities, magic. Now focus on your throat and your neck, the area is ruled by Taurus, the sign of finance, security, awards, recognition, self-worth, and values. In the first part of the year until July, the North Node is going to be in Taurus, allowing us to learn the lessons of Taurus, connect to our talents and gifts and share it, and be able to attract abundance and even maybe connect to our improved financial situation. And to strengthen it, from May, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, is going to move into Taurus for a whole year, allowing you again to connect to your talents and gifts and abilities. And finally, tap into the Aries in you, the head, your brain. The North Node is going to move in July into Aries, allowing us for a year and a half to connect to our vitality, strength, leadership abilities, and mainly to our identity. Until May, Jupiter is going to be in Aries, allowing you to do the same in the first part of the year. So most of the year is going to be guided by positive energy in your head, being able to move head on in 2023, allowing you to boldly go where you have not gone before. I want you now to take 3 deep breaths as we cover the sign from our toes to our head. And I bless you with an amazing 2023 full of abundance, love, health, creativity, and magic. Have an amazing 2023.